It's called Quitter's Day, and it's this Friday. The second Friday in January is set aside to recognize that large cohort of people who make New Year's resolutions and then abandon them, usually by the end of the second week of the year. And by the end of the month, two-thirds of all New Year's resolutions have been dropped. And this year is especially noteworthy, as our national leader didn't even make it to the end of the second week. Now, the majority of these resolutions tend to focus on weight and exercise, but financial objectives also find their way onto these lists. And one way to get over the hurdle of Quitter's Day is to start small. Smaller objectives are easier to reach. You can work up from there. Another useful tool is to partner up with someone or a group to encourage you. Now, trying to achieve too many things is also difficult. Successful CEOs I've worked with try to identify the one big thing, often a strategic objective, that they absolutely want to get done by the end of the year. I'm Paul Martin.